Yes. Hey, hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening and good night. It is me, Epstein, from Juan Epstein. And here's the deal with this week, guys. The weather got crazy. We have a major, major exciting episode coming up, and it was supposed to record today. However, with the blizzard or whatever this is, blizzard adjacent situation, we had to push the episode to next week. So we're doing something special. A lot of people have been asking me about early original Juan Epstein episodes and where they are because they're not on iTunes anymore. So for anyone who's been a remotely new listener or if you haven't heard it in a long time, today I present in its entirety the first ever episode of Juan Epstein. This goes back, to like 2007, 2008. We're going back about 7 or 8 years to when Syph and I first started doing weekends together. So today you will hear the entire first ever Juan Epstein. If you know that episode well and have heard it recently, I don't know how you did it, but I apologize. But I think many of you will be very, very pleased to hear how awkward this is. Big shout out to our friends at Squarespace.com for continuing to make the Juan Epstein podcast possible, because you know Cypher Sounds is looking for every reason to ditch me as quickly as possible. But this original first episode of Juan Epstein is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace.com. I love this place. The easiest way to create a beautiful website, if you're trying to do a blog, you're trying to do an online store, whatever you're trying to do, you can do it at Squarespace.com. It features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and my favorite thing about it, honestly, is the 24/7 customer support, because it is super easy. However, if you get caught up, you have a problem, no problem. You can chat online. You can email 24/7 with the good people at Squarespace. So head over to squarespace.com if you're trying to build your own website like I am with Juan Epp and Rosenberg Radio, and enter the offer code Juan Epp. That will give you 10% off, all right? Juan Epp, and you're showing support for Juan Epp, and you're building a website with Squarespace. It's amazing. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Now, let's get to it. The first ever episode of the Juan Epstein podcast. Matter of fact, I'm going to give it a DJ Clue sound effect. The first of ever, the first of ever, Juan Epstein. Enjoy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever episode. Of the Jurican, a.k.a. Juan Epstein, the most Puerto Rican-ish, Jewishest, not that Puerto Rican, not that Jewish podcast you can imagine. I'm Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah, I'm Cypher Sounds.
Cypher Sounds is here.
I don't really even know what a podcast is.
He literally is doing a podcast with no understanding of what we're doing.
No idea.
How are you this involved in media and you don't know where a podcast is going to... So you have no concept of where this is going to end up even?
Nah, I'm not really good at that internet thing.
Have you downloaded a podcast before?
No.
Do you own an iPod?
Yes.
Do you have no podcasts on your iPod?
I do have podcasts, I think.
How do you listen to the Gervais podcast?
Somebody gave it to me.
Oh, so you didn't actually go procure it from iTunes yourself?
I'm not good at that. But I am the Puerto Rican from the black neighborhood that went to a white high school, who was a 5%er, and now I think I'm Jamaican.
Yeah, are you... Wait. Oh, wow, I just messed up my mic bad. You, how white was your high school?
Very. There was five black kids.
Okay.
Four of them all lived in the same group home.
Literally?
Literally.
Oh, so the only black kids there were, like, shipped from group homes.
Yes. Literally... Five kids from other towns that lived in a group home that the high school was zoned in my high school.
Out of the five kids who came from the group home...
One of them died.
That was depressing. I wasn't going to go that
route. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, did any of them go on to rap careers or people you
bumped
into?
One of them is like a dancer now. I bumped into him one day in a club.
Oh, is he?
I think he is.
He's changed. He wasn't always...
I mean, he looked it, but you know, high school people learning
He
themselves.
Did come from the group home. You got to think he's different.
Yeah.
Dancer. Yeah. So where was this high school?
My high school was in Levittown, Long Island.
Jews? They got the Jews in Levittown?
A lot of Jews, yeah.
Heavy? We heavy in there?
Yeah, a lot of Jews.
Nassau?
Yep.
How far from the city?
I'd say about 40 minutes.
And your parents are, which is which?
Okay, my mother's a woman. Okay, and my father's a man.
That's weird. Let me guess. Okay. Your mother... No. Your father's a Puerto Rican.
My father's Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico. My mother is half Puerto Rican, half Irish.
So what does she look like? She look white, or what would you call it? If I was to bump into your mom's, no, not that I would.
She's interchangeable. She's one of those light-skinned Puerto Ricans you don't know. You know the kind you're like,
Does she speak Spanish?
Yes.
Do they speak Spanish to each other?
My father's dead.
So then they don't speak anymore.
Not anymore, no.
When did your dad die?
When I was 3.
Oh, when you were a little kid.
He either drowned or was in some kind of mafia conspiracy.
What do you mean? He literally turned up drowned?
Yeah.
And so you don't know this is an open question still?
It's kind of weird, the stories I got. And then lately, as I've been getting older, my mom's been telling me things that I didn't really know. Like, nah, because, you know, you used to do this. And I'm like, huh? So I'm thinking maybe there's something fishy going on, but whatever.
That's neither in or but you know how I knew that your dad was the Puerto Rican, the Puerto Rican Puerto Rican? Because if your mom was the Puerto Rican Puerto Rican, you'd be more Puerto Rican.
And my name is Diaz, so that might be it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know your real... I thought your last name not Sounds?
Luis Diaz.
Oh, I thought it was Luis Sounds.
Luis Diaz. No, my father was Puerto Rican, or is or
he's
was?
He's still Puerto Rican. That's still your...
Well, is Puerto Rican. But, yeah, I don't know Spanish, though.
Nothing. That's what I was going to ask.
Very little. I know how to say, yo, dímelo. ¿Qué tú haces? Tato.
But you sound mad New York Spanish when you do that.
Yeah, I can fake it. Like a motherfucker, son.
Yeah, but you fake that Spanish in heavy. You could probably fake that Spanish into some good situations.
Puerto Rican parade, I'm the man.
Yeah. Dude, can I just tell you, I can't even fathom the ass one could have access to being like a semi-famous Puerto Rican at the Puerto Rican Day Parade with the level of chimichangas that are out at that event. Mm. That could present good situations.
Yeah, I'll get into my whole non-chick getting life in a little while, man. It's really fucked up, and I actually want to ask you for some help.
I thought you had a situation. Situations.
I had a lot of situations, but nowhere near what I've seen some dudes go through.
Oh, you don't think that your situation is where it should be for where you're at?
Right. I'm way famouser than the situations, like the number of situations I get.
I totally know. And then you meet people who are way less famous who have way more situations.
Way more.
And you're like, how did you finagle? You're nobody. You are nobody. A deadbeat. I don't even answer your calls.
And they get mad chicks.
And you're getting mad chicks. And I won't take your call on a Saturday. You better call me on a Monday at noon.
Why won't you take people's calls? Who the fuck are you?
Exactly. I'm a nobody, but I don't take that many calls.
Where are you from, D.C.?
I'm from Maryland. Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Okay, what the fuck is the deal with Chevy Chase?
First of all,
is Chevy Chase named after Chevy Chase, or is Chevy Chase named after Chevy Chase?
You now have something in common with everyone who works at every like place where I pay bills to in the world. Like every, you know, like, sir, Chevy Chase? Is that a real place? I believe it's not named after Chevy Chase. I believe Chevy Chase took the name Chevy Chase. That's the story.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a upper middle class suburban.
Mm.
Heavy Jewish, heavy Democratic every time, kind of
Jews
suburb.
Are Democratic?
Jews go 80% Democratic in elections. Okay. Jews are the only group that gets rich and continues to vote Democratic, because you know the rest of y'all just sell us out, and the second you get any money, just don't even worry about
it.
Just keep it moving.
So you're from Maryland, Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Yep.
You... Yeah, that's all I know about you.
That's the whole. What was the first thing? When was the first time you heard? You were aware of my name,
Rosenberg. The Rich Boy video you did.
Did you know that because Ebro told you to look at it, or just
no? Somebody on YouTube, you fooling around on YouTube. Somebody said, check this out. Throw some cheese on that bitch. Is it throw some cheese on that bitch?
Just throw some cheese on it. I wanted to keep it commercial. That bitch. Okay. That bitch talk.
Right, and I watched it and I went like this. It's all right.
That's exactly how I felt about it.
Yeah. It's all right. And no. Then after that, my boy Ebro over at
the place where we met each other.
What do we call that place? Because we don't want to affiliate with that place.
Not officially, no. I would like to give him a nice name. Shouldn't give it a bad.
Warm 37.
Warm. Well, exactly. Warm 37.
Over at the radio station, Warm 37.
Very popular.
Ebro's like, yeah, check this out. See what you think of this guy, blah, blah, blah.
And just showed you throw some cheese on it?
Well, I'm thinking about hiring him on some, to do like an underground hip-hop show that we've been trying to do for a long time.
And that was it.
There you were.
That you didn't see anything else? Any of my amazing accolades?
Mims.
The Duke joint. I know you don't appreciate basketball.
I don't care.
No, that is
not sports.
Not your lane. You would have appreciated that one. It might have been funnier than the cheese one. Just a little sports heavy.
So it's like, but it's some sports beef, right?
It's about sports beef.
Like, I wouldn't even understand it. Like, I don't care. I don't get it.
Have you even heard of Duke basketball?
Yes. They're rapists, aren't they? Oh, that's lacrosse.
That's lacrosse.
Okay.
You're aware that Duke's good at basketball?
Nah, I don't know.
Have you heard of Christian Laettner?
No.
Have you heard of Grant Hill?
Grant Hill, yes. Is he married to Tamia?
Yes.
Yes.
Or he was. Is he still married?
I think so.
Way to go. And he's playing great, by the way, in Phoenix. He has a good situation.
Whatever. Hey, whatever.
Have you heard of Steve Nash?
Yes.
You've heard of Kobe?
Yes. They all went to Duke?
Yo, you definitely have basketball players who probably are psyched to meet you and you don't know who they are.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett was like that when I first met him.
Oh, if you hadn't met Kevin Garnett, would you know who Kevin Garnett is?
No.
So what happened?
He said, hey, what's up, man? I'm Kevin Garnett, man. I got all your mixtapes. I love your shit. I was like, thanks, man. All right. Catch you later. Then people was like, yo, you know who that is? I'm like, yeah, it's Kevin.
That's Kevin. I just met him. He likes my mixtapes. He's a man fan of my mixtapes.
I met him at the Shark Bar in L.A.
Oh, so it was random. It wasn't even basketball affiliated.
No, it was a restaurant.
And some people had to tell you, no, that guy's one of the best players in the NBA.
That's Kevin Garnett. And I was like, all right.
You're like, well, he works at a label?
And then no idea who that was.
I bet that happens more often than you realize. How often do you get recognized in the streets?
Now, a lot because of MTV.
Even though no one can find when your show's on.
Yeah, that's that. When the show was on at a good time, I was the man.
When
got hot out there.
It was 4 o'clock every day, something like that?
Yeah, it used to be on 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock after TRL.
Mm-hmm. Way after.
They were throwing it, but on regular MTV.
Yes.
And you had the 10 videos popping.
Yeah, it used to be an hour. 10 videos or whatever. How many? Whatever videos. I don't know how many, but we used to have an audience. We used to have guests.
It was popping.
Yeah, it was the shit. I was the man out here.
And so at that prime time, how often were you getting recognized on the street?
A lot. To the point where, like, okay, for 10 years I've been on Warm 37.
Mm-hmm. Long run at Warm.
Not officially, but, like, I've been here.
Around.
Down with Flex.
Right.
Doing my DJ thing. Running around the city. Getting known. Clubs. Parties. Industry parties. Boom. Getting known, right?
Hustling.
Mixtapes. Hustling. Yeah. That 1 year at Hot 97, like...
Well, where?
I'm sorry.
Warm 37?
Whoa. That 1 year at MTV, I couldn't even... I'm going to say Hot 97, man. What's the problem?
It doesn't really matter. Go for it.
It was weird because I just walk around everywhere like I'm a normal person. You know what I'm saying? Which I am a normal person. What the fuck does that mean? I am a normal person.
But like people wouldn't know who you are.
Yeah, like a couple people. Hey, Cypher Sounds, what's going on? Don't get gas. Da, da, da. After the TV, I'm talking about moms would recognize me. Like cab drivers. Like crazy.
And you didn't turn that into any... You didn't capitalize on that?
Capitalize? Money-wise?
No, I know money-wise, you always capitalize. As you pull out some big bills right now, big things popping.
Yeah, I pay for the burgers, man.
Past that. No, but you didn't make any situations jump off.
Nah, the jump-offs? Not too much. I thought I'd get a lot more white girls, man.
That's who watches MTV, right?
That's what I thought. They don't know me.
Black girls watch BET. The black girls don't watch MTV. They didn't even see
me.
Are you serious?
Then... I get, this is, are we doing this right? Is this the podcast? Is it going right?
I think this is what people want to hear. Okay. I think this is real talk.
All right, real talk. When I started MTV, some chicks would hit me on MySpace and be like, yo, I saw you, da, da, da. But I get scared when they're too upfront about it. I don't know. I'm scared to catch a rape charge. I'm scared to get some random chick pregnant. I'm scared of, like, chick trying to go in my pockets.
You're going to say something greasy to her and she's going to tell everyone about
it?
Yeah.
Then it's going to be all over, what do they call them, the blogs?
The vlogs.
I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that.
Cypher Sounds dirty talks a 13-year-old on MySpace. I've seen the story play out before.
So I can't, I don't want to be that guy, like, why'd I do that? So instead, I just don't mess with any of them.
That's so typical. You know, Cypher, I think that puts you in a category of wise, scholarly people who get to a level and realize that to really take advantage of everything that could be there, you kind of have to be a slime ball on some level. I think you're too good a guy to do like real dirt.
I know.
You don't
and
drink?
It sucks.
You don't drink?
I don't drink. Don't. I don't smoke. I don't smoke cigarettes. I eat junk food though.
You are a junk food junkie.
Junk food junkie.
Trying to work out these days though.
Yeah.
I hit the treadmill like twice last week. A little 25-minute walk. Heavy walk, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't intense. What are you doing?
What level are you on?
My speed?
I'm on 10.
My speed was at 9.
I'm on a full incline.
What incline you at?
Full.
All the way up?
My treadmill's got a hurdle on it. Nah, that's Judah Freelander.
Still.
That's Judah Freelander's comedy routine for my comic show.
But you walk uphill though? Like you're straight.
Nah, I don't even use a treadmill.
You don't use, what do you do when
elliptical,
you hit the gym?
Elliptical.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
the treadmill hurts my legs. I got weak legs.
You know what I'm saying? You know, there are a lot of people in the hip hop world who wouldn't be willing to admit that they have weak legs.
I'm not in the hip hop world.
Yeah, you do you even listen to hip hop anymore?
Yeah, of course.
What do you listen to?
Hip hop.
The
good kind.
Old stuff?
Nah, lately I've been listening to the new shit, trying to catch on.
So what are you listening to right now?
Right now, in the car?
Yeah.
I got,
if you're not watching
Drama,
Weeds.
Like I got a Drama mixtape in there. And I got, what the fuck? What's new? I mean, Kanye, 50, of course, but what did I put on my iPod the other day?
Whoa, and put something on your iPod?
I don't remember.
Man.
Leave me alone.
You're catching up. Didn't see you last night at the Ghostface show.
Nah, I didn't know.
You didn't know about the show, or you just didn't want to
go? I didn't
know
about the show.
Ghost with a live band. Live band.
How was that?
It was good. Actually, the band was awesome. Ghost didn't yell at the band, which was, I thought, a success. last thing I read about a hip-hop in a band was Raekwon. How perfect is it that Raekwon was playing for a band, and in the middle of the show turned around to some like white nerdy musician and was like, "You fucking up."
He was playing in the band?
Yeah.
What was he playing?
I don't know what instrument he's playing, but Rake was like, "Yo, you fucking up, son."
Where was this?
I don't know, some show that he played recently. I just read about it. You fucking up. And like Ghost was doing his traditional complaining about the mic so much that it makes the crowd nervous because they're scared he's gonna go beat someone up.
I throw the mic at somebody.
Yeah, like he was, and then he got mad as shit at the crowd. Like, yo, I come home to New York, you know, and y'all are supposed to be on my the live as shit, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, and I see you three motherfuckers in the back won't stand up no matter what the fuck I do. Like, he's Ghostface.
No, he is Ghostface.
But he scared the crowd into a frenzy, and they were on point, and people were amped up. Although, I did find it interesting, he never at the end, when he left the stage, mentioned the Wu album, talked about the Ghost album.
Nah, he's not promoting that thing.
Nah. Although, I don't get the sense that the beef anymore, I don't get the sense that it's between Ghost and Ray. I feel like it's everyone with RZA now.
Yeah, it is.
It's not them versus
RZA
each other.
RZA and his brother, Divine.
And everyone else is mad at them.
RZA and Divine own the W. Okay? There's a group called the Wu-Tang Clan, but when it comes to who owns it, it's RZA and his brother. That W, they own it.
It's
and
theirs.
Everything that comes with it. Like, you're in a group under the Wu-Tang umbrella, but they don't own what they're on. You know what I'm saying?
And they can't. Haven't there been beefs over the fact that guys in Wu have been trying to do things and not getting access to the W?
Yes. Like, they wanted to do a Wu tour, and if it doesn't come through RZA's office, they can't do it. This is all alleged. This is alleged.
But these are things you've heard.
These are things I've heard.
So they wanted to put together a tour, snap that W on it, make it official.
Right, the Wu-Tang's coming.
Right, and they couldn't do it because... And RZA, and you have to think, RZA's working on a million different things.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that RZA's sitting around spending all of his time devoting it all to Wu-Tang.
All that family shit when it comes to, when family and business mix, it's not a good mix. It's not a good mix.
So you saying I should fire my brother as my manager?
No.
Maybe I should.
No, maybe you should definitely keep him on, but just remember, there's gonna be money's missing.
It's too late, I want to fire him. You already convinced me.
Now let me ask you a question.
Sure.
what we're doing is a podcast.
This is called Getting to Know You. Okay. And this isn't a real edition of the podcast. This is almost like the prelude to the podcast. Prelude. Yes, it's like us just bullshitting. Version. Us just bullshitting, getting to know each other with our audience. And by the way, we do have a MySpace page, myspace.com/Cypha Rosenberg, C-I-P-H-A, Rosenberg, E-R-G, on there. We have so many things we have to explain. But ask your question.
Yeah, okay. This is my problem with blogs, websites with rumors and all that, podcasts. This is what I'm thinking, and tell me if I'm wrong. Who the fuck wants to listen to this?
Why would there be one person who's spending a minute at work saying, I want to hear Cypha Sounds and Peter Rosenberg talk about nothing?
Yeah, and about us, like if we're feeling ourselves. Like, who the fuck wants to hear us talk about ourselves? Is there some chick at work right now listening going, like, explain the internet thing to me. That's the one with email, right?
That's the thing with the email. And basically, we're going to put this show up in different places. Maybe people won't be interested at all. And problem solved. But I think there are cats, I mean, particularly you, because you're actually kind of famous.
I call myself almost partially famous.
Almost partially famous? Mm-hmm. So I'm a notch below that. Man,
you get a couple notches below. Stop it. You just got here.
several notches below. I'm almost
but
partially.
But you make more of the less you have, though. You make more of it.
You think so?
I'm just almost partially famous, and I walk around the streets doing God knows what. But you actually sit and put things on the internet things.
I do that, but my street game is bad. I'm not in the streets right now.
Right.
Like, I don't like going out. It's a real, like, I know that's what I need to do to grind, but I'm not going to lie, I don't enjoy going out.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy, that's the weird thing about me is I don't give a fuck whether people like this or not. I enjoy sitting around and recording radio. I would rather be doing nerdy radio shit generally than be out. It's awkward. You know what I'm dealing with right now? People do recognize me from time to time at hip-hop events. I mean, if I'm at a New York hip-hop event, that's my scene.
Right.
And I get recognized from time to time, and cats come up to me and get my name wrong. You know how embarrassing it is to have some...
Paul?
You can't big me up. Yesterday, a dude asked to take a picture with me, but got my name wrong. How do you tell someone...
But why didn't you change your name, though?
Well, that's what I'm thinking
after
I should do.
After Paul Rosenberg, who's Eminem's manager and partner... That name is, like...
Dunzo?
Embedded in people's brains, you know?
He's just a manager. Didn't even do anything.
That's what I'm saying. If a manager's name got that big, something's right for him, wrong for you. Why don't you go with Spielberg or something?
I can't... What, am I going to choose another Jewish name that's not my Jewish name?
No, do what most Jews do. Change it to a Gentile name.
Yeah, I know. I should have just done that. Peter... Oh, let me think of a good goy name.
Goy?
Goy.
That's what you call Gentiles?
Yeah. We call Gentiles. Jews are the only group that get to make up words for the rest of the population.
Gentiles is...
97% of the world, whatever it is, 98% of the world, Gentiles.
That's what Jews say.
It's what Jews say.
So Gentiles don't use the word Gentile.
I think many Gentiles don't know the word Gentile.
They don't even know what it means. Nope. I get it from Larry David.
Exactly. Did you know it before that?
I've heard it.
But like, people don't use it regularly.
Like, from Diamond D. Jews, Gentiles, Catholics, Protestants.
Yeah, classic. Woo. Classic. My name is Peter Rosenberg. I'm here with Cypha Sounds. We're doing the Jew Recon podcast, a.k.a. Juan Epstein.
Juan Epstein.
Who is Juan Epstein now?
Can we do, like, one of those weird things where we make people tell us who Juan Epstein is?
Well, there's no one to call in. We don't have any phones.
Juan Epstein was the Jewish Puerto Rican guy on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Does that date you? Do you watch Welcome Back, Kotter?
Yes, I watch a lot of old television.
Did you watch that originally or not?
I don't even like Welcome Back, Kotter, but I watch it.
Why? What's your favorite old school TV jump off?
What's not? I can talk for days. Three's Company, Archie Bunker,
so then
Jefferson.
Talk a little bit. How sad were you when John Ritter died?
I mean, I was sad, but whatever. What are you going to do? People die. Men die, women die.
Have you been to Santa Monica? I'm sure you have now.
Yes.
Were you excited to be in the
when
place?
When I go to Santa Monica, I make Three's Company references.
Yeah. All the time, you do.
Yeah, people are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You're like, this is Santa Monica.
Yeah, this is Santa Monica. Let's go to the pier.
Let's go to the fucking Beagle. Favorite Three's Company character?
Favorite Three's Company character?
Yeah.
Besides the...
Anyone.
Who I wanted to bang the most?
Besides, you could say that. You could just say a character, you know.
I don't know. I like them all, man. Whatever.
Which was your favorite blonde?
I used to like Terry, but as I go back, I think Chrissy was definitely shebangable.
Chrissy's body was...
It was pretty sick.
It's pretty serious. It was nice. It was nice. You know she fucked up the show, right?
Yeah.
She was the one... She was the...
She tried to fuck it up.
Yeah. She was the cancer to that show, though. Terry... Did you see Terry get gun raped in the Rob Zombie movie?
No. What Rob Zombie movie?
You want to see it?
Yeah.
You want to? I told you it was gun rape, and you're excited to see it.
I definitely
fucking
see
sicko.
That. What movie?
In the second one, in Devil's Rejects.
I don't like horror movies.
The second one's dope. It's more like action than horror. But either way, you see her naked.
Terry from Three's Company.
Titties.
Hold on, let me write this down. Yo, sorry, Juanito. Can you tell Drewski to give me my fucking food?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on? Heads will
it's
roll.
Get cold.
Heads will roll in this fucking place.
Go ahead, keep talking.
The Devil's Rejects.
Hold on, sound and shit. Go ahead, talk amongst yourselves.
Give me a topic.
Rhode Island. It's neither a road nor an island.
Okay. What else? What do I know? Else is probably on your list. Were you a big Family Ties fan?
Not really.
Really.
Family Ties was all right. A lot of Different Strokes. A lot of shows like A-Team, Airwolf,
okay.
Knight Rider.
Not a Growing Pains fan?
Yeah, Growing Pains was up in there. All that TGI Friday shit.
With all of it. Yeah. Perfect Strangers?
Perfect Strangers. You know the spinoff to Perfect Strangers?
Hold on. Wait for it. Not Family Matters.
Thanks. Yes, it is yeah, Family Matters. Yes, it is.
He worked with him. He worked with him, right?
Who worked with who?
Larry had a relationship with...
The mother, Harriet.
With Harriet. The mother worked in his office.
She worked as the elevator operator.
The elevator operator. So that was the spinoff. Family Matters from Growing Pains.
Perfect Strangers.
Valky Bartokomos went on and did some more stuff.
Yes.
Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah, good guy.
What happened to old Larry, though?
Larry, I keep it gone. Can't find Larry.
Like, do you think that dude gets recognized every day? You mean he gets stopped every day?
No, you kind of look like Larry.
You're a son of a bitch. I do not look like Larry.
You look like Larry a little bit.
He had a curly
Jufro.
No,
you don't
Jufro.
Have a curly Jufro, but if you did.
Oh my God, a curly Jufro would be an upgrade from what I got now, which is just called balding.
You got the Bruce Willis Die Hard.
I have a Bruce. Yo, Bruce Willis was probably 35 when he made that. Bruce Willis had to be 35 when he made Die Hard. I'm only 28, and I have Bruce Willis's haircut. I might have current Bruce Willis's haircut.
No, Bruce Willis's haircut now is bald.
Oh, exactly. Oh, that's right. He's been
shaved
bald.
It, yeah.
Yo, Bruce Willis is a guy who really put aside all pride when it came to that Demi Moore situation.
Why?
He's BFF with Ashton.
Hey, whatever.
They're out on the boat. I think Bruce may still hit it from time to time.
Probably does.
I think he's like, you know what, Ashton? You got this on lease. You know I still tap this. It happens. Bruce Willis and Demi Moore. He's out on the boat.
That man.
Oh,
I would love to tap that.
I think
she's one of my top.
I think she got the boobs out though.
What?
Her boobs still enhanced?
What? She had a breast job?
I thought she did before striptease. Maybe I was wrong.
Let me teach you something, brother.
All right. You don't care?
If you can touch them, they're real.
That is a brilliant. Honestly, I'm not even joking. That is a brilliant statement.
Only thing, fake breasts to me are a magazine. That's fake. Because you touch them, but it's still flat.
But if you touch a breast and it feels like skin and is all soft and wonderful, it's a breast.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, this is very awkward. The first ever episode of Juan Epstein. Why are we playing music beds the whole time? Why are the beds so loud? And what's great about this episode is it's the introduction. And I hope you enjoy this. Tweet me at Rosenberg Radio or tweet at Cypher Sounds. And tell us some of the things that we mentioned for the first time on this podcast that would then come up for the next 7 years. Like Sife's talk about boobs and him eating on the podcast. It's all here in the first one. We had no idea what we were getting into 7 years ago. But I do hope that you are enjoying this episode of Juan Epstein, the first ever episode of Juan Epstein. Next week, we will be back with a brand new episode, hopefully with the monster guest we were supposed to record with today. I'm so excited for you guys to hear that. But either way, Sife and I will be back with a brand new episode next week. This episode, though, is brought to you by our friends at Squarespace, okay? Right now, I am killing it on Squarespace, okay? It is so easy, all right? 24/7 live chat support and email, $8 a month. So simple. I'm doing a new Juan Epstein website myself. I'm doing a new RosenbergRadio.com myself. This is something that had Squarespace existed when I first got in the game, do you know how much better my web presence would have been? Because I was always struggling to find someone who could build a website. You don't need to do that anymore. You do it with Squarespace.com. And matter of fact, if you go to Squarespace.com right now and use the code JuanEp, they'll give you 10% off. And you'll be amazing because you'll be showing... And you'll be amazing because you'll be showing support for Juan Epstein and we'll appreciate it. All right. So if you are someone who has any sort of business, you want to do any sort of commerce on the website, whatever it may be, you can do it all yourself at Squarespace.com. Easy, beautiful, on point. I guarantee you will love Squarespace. All right. Thank you so much. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
Can I eat on a podcast?
I don't care. Oh, is that on a podcast? Is eating appropriate?
Yeah.
On this one it is. You can eat a sandwich in the middle of the show. If people don't like it, you know what? Go eat your own sandwich. Don't be jealous. Don't hate. Participate. In all honesty, some of the most gayest things I've ever heard are along lines of, I don't like fake tits. Get the fuck out of here. You don't like... What do you mean you don't like them? You don't like them like you'd rather just the chick have no tits? You don't like them...
I mean, some guys won't see black men. Is that racist?
No. You can say that on a... Oh, by the way, racism's okay on podcasts.
Oh, really?
Go for it.
I'm a realist. I'm not a racist. I hate racism, actually. But I do like race humor.
I do enjoy race humor.
I've heard some guys say, I'd rather take a flat-chested woman with a fat ass. And I would... In my mind, I slap them silly. Sometimes they're bigger than me, so I don't do anything in
real life.
Reality, yeah.
But in your mind, you're like, are you gay?
I slap them silly to the ground.
So you have to choose no ass, big tits, no tits, big ass. You take the tits every time.
Every time.
Take the tits with the money. Just throw the money on the tits. Let it all fly.
Titties.
I agree.
Tits, titties.
I think if you have to choose, and then you told me, what is it? You said guys say they get in the way.
They get in the way.
That is the single gayest thing I've ever heard.
They get in the way. You're talking like gay, straight guys saying shit that makes them sound like a dickhead kind of gay.
No.
Homosexual.
No. It is homosexual to say that breasts get in the way of sex. That's a gay thing to say. Then you should be having sex with men because tits are that's part of the package, not in the way.
That's what makes a woman.
That's sex. That's like being like, yo, I really like being on the radio, but honestly, talking, the whole getting on the mic and talking thing gets in the way. That's what I'm here to do. Now, that's not to say that I don't appreciate a beautiful ass on a woman.
You don't have to, people divide it. You either have to have this or this. No, I like a nice ass too. But, she got a fat ass. She has a nice ass. But I'd rather the titties.
You know, I think this is what makes you such a unique personality in the hip-hop world, as you put that huge hamburger in your mouth.
Cheeseburger.
Hamburger! You keep it real, man. I don't understand why... Listen, ass is great. Ass is great, but you know what the bottom line is?
Sorry. It's embarrassing.
It is very embarrassing, and it's a disgrace to the podcast.
Just think of it like this. Ass, if you're going to choose that first, that's where shit comes from.
And what comes from tits? Delicious milk that helps you.
No, milk is the body, the vitamin. You need milk.
You literally need it. What comes from the ass? Excrement that you need away from your body. Actual poop.
Waste material.
What about guys who love the anal? Obsessed with the anal.
I don't like anal.
You don't co-sign on it?
Mm-mm.
You know, I've never done it.
Have you been with a girl, like, maybe for a long time, or a girl you can that will do anything, and you've maybe tried it?
No. I've got myself in situations where it's been certainly welcome if I was interested, to the point it's also been blankly offered me dead on.
Nice.
And I've just said, no, I just, honestly, for gay people, that's the only option they have, so I fully understand. But for straight people, you have this perfect thing on the other, like right next to it, that's intended for that. And it feels really good. It makes perfect sense.
Maybe it's a power thing.
It's definitely a power thing.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't need that. I'm happy enough to be having sex.
I would be disgusted if I did anal and there was like a smell.
And think, what are the chances it's going to happen? Pretty high.
And pretty high.
It's an asshole, for Christ's sake. That's what comes out of you. Shit.
And I would probably barf on a woman's back.
And now you're talking about a really disgusting scene. No. Now it went from just smelling like shit to there's actual vomit. And then your whole shit's just wrong. You can't try to finish that. That's a deal breaker.
I can't do it.
I just honestly think there's too many risks involved in ass. Also, are you supposed to ask girls to, like, maintain their ass that well? It's a lot of work.
Give me some titties.
And I'm good. You don't even need anything. You don't need anything. Just a set of tits. It's the most natural. It's the way things are supposed to be. It's what God intended for you and me. So if you're not a religious guy, are you?
No. I hate religion. I don't believe in it.
You hate it and don't believe in it?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to church?
Yes. When I was a kid.
Not a fan. Is your mom religious?
No.
She just went to church for the fuck of it?
No, when you're young. My mom's a young parent, single mother. You know, you have kids. You're like, oh, let me start straightening up. Let me find the Lord, go to church. Everyone does it. You know what I mean?
Right. So you just went like regular.
My mom was like a gang member in the Bronx. So after she had me, she was like trying to straighten up her life. You know, she went to church with a friend, tried it out. Then when I was like in junior high, I went to church with my best friend. His mom was real religious. People in there catching tongues. I was like, this is bullshit.
They were literally catching tongues?
Yeah. Like, oh, son of Matanda. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
So you had enough. No more religion for you.
I don't believe in religion.
But Jews do have things popping right now. This Jewish slang is what's hot in the streets. You know, for my whole life, being Jewish was never that cool. Now you got Jay-Z talking about bar mitzvahs.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Oh, you got the ch going.
Yeah, I know how to do it.
Because Jay-Z doesn't do it right.
He did fuck it up, right?
Yeah, he just goes L'chaim.
Yeah, L'chaim. It's L'chaim.
You should have... He says...
And he said Mazel Tov wrong, right? Did he say it wrong?
Yeah, he doesn't say it great. I don't remember how he says it, though.
He has like a little accent. He doesn't want to go in.
Nah,
it's like
didn't.
When people say, like, when white people or non-Spanish people say the name of Mexican restaurants, they won't put the extra accent on it.
I won't either. And I speak Spanish okay.
Like, can I have a taco El Grande? No, it's El Grande.
Actually, wouldn't you want to roll that a little bit?
Grande.
Taco El Grande. That's a tough situation, though. Because especially if you speak, I speak Portuguese, all right? If you go to a restaurant...
That's gay.
Thank you. If you go to a restaurant, it is actually gonna get. I admit it. If you go to a restaurant and you have a pretty good accent generally, and you're presented with an item of food to mention, it's embarrassing if you try to go too in.
True.
You know, so that's why I just say stuff like, "Can I have the fajitas?" It's like the chicken fajitas. Just keep
Can
it moving.
I have this A3.
That's why I just love A3 and keep it moving. So what's your next goal, Saif, besides to have maybe MP?
So wait, I really got to get into religion, so we're going to do that another day on a different podcast.
You want to do a religion talk?
I got to get into religion.
But why do you want, how much you hate it, you mean? A dedicated episode, how much we hate religion, because I'm with you.
Oh, so next, from now on, we're going to have topics.
I think that's a good idea.
Maybe that might work. This is on the fly, right?
We're making this up today.
Because I hate religion. I hate organized religion. I feel it's a scam and a game and a gang.
And it may worsen the world, not better the world.
The Romans had something to do with killing Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the Vatican? Rome. How's that?
Doesn't make any sense.
How's that? How is that?
Doesn't make any sense.
Thanksgiving.
Hate
Easter,
it?
Christmas, it's all bullshit.
But Thanksgiving is not even a religious holiday. It's just about eating food and watching football.
Thanksgiving is the celebration of the slaughtering of Indians.
Now, that said, while that was one of the biggest atrocities in history, you have to say this, though. When it came to killing Indians, America was pretty good.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
They were top-notch at it. You should hold on to the things you were good at.
You're good at genocide?
Yeah, we have not. Honestly, America hasn't had that many things we had going for us. But guess what? Our genocide game,
it's
on
crazy.
Point. Our genocide game's crazy. But why do you think about that, though? You can't think about... Isn't it depressing to focus on the fact that that's what happened?
I hate to live lies, yo. I don't live lies.
You live a life of honesty.
No. I lie.
Personally.
But I'm lying and living a lie is two different things.
And so you think going to Thanksgiving and doing the whole thing is living a lie?
Yeah, it's bullshit. Let me tell you what it is. They sent you down. You're home. You're chilling. You're eating dinner. Watching TV. You're home chilling. You have a day off. You're home. Resting. Get to bed early. Relax. And then you know what you do the next day?
What?
Shop. You know what they do before marathons? They have a nice party and they feed you pasta and carbs so that you have enough carbs for the marathon the next day.
Makes sense.
That's what Thanksgiving is. They're fatting you up and feeding you so you get rested and energized. You eat dinner early. You're so stuffed, you go to bed early. And Black Friday is the most busiest shopping day of the year.
And everyone wakes up.
Everyone wakes up dumb early and goes to Walmart or whatever where the sales are. And they go and spend all that money for Christmas or holidays.
Yo, you dropping gems right now. I really didn't know you had it in you. You were trying to go in. So now I have to feel guilty about it. I never go shopping on Friday. What about me? I just want to eat my turkey.
It's not just you. I'm saying it's, you know, people around.
No, my world's just me. My world, me.
You just eat turkey by yourself?
I don't think about the rest of the world. I think about how does this affect Peter Rosenberg. Peter Rosenberg loves watching football.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Listen, you fucking assholes. Should I diss our listeners or not really?
You can diss me, listeners, whoever you want.
You can sit down on any given Sunday and cook a turkey with stuffing and corn and biscuits and all that shit. Why do people only do it when they tell you to do it? The third Thursday in November. Why?
That's the day you get to eat turkey.
Why? This is the only day. Oh, I love Thanksgiving. I can eat stuffing and cranberry
sauce.
No, you can eat that any fucking day, idiot. Any day you want. You can go to the store, buy stuffing and pumpkin pie and fucking turkey.
And yet they're telling us to do it on this day and we're all excited to
do
it.
And why do you do what somebody tells you to do? They told you to celebrate that day and you do it? You're a slave?
So you basically think, let's just be clear, you basically think everyone who celebrates Thanksgiving is a mark-ass little bitch.
I think whoever celebrates Thanksgiving doesn't take time to forward think and do the knowledge of what it actually is.
And see, now we're back to 5% Sife. That's how you get every piece of the puzzle. Dropping science. A plus Z plus the moon and the sun with the stars.
Peace.
I got you. So you will not be celebrating. I saw you're on the schedule for Thanksgiving.
I don't celebrate. See? Everybody takes off. I'm here at I'm at Hot 97 or wherever. Sirius, Shade 45. I work anywhere.
What about your girl? What about your lady friends that you've had over the years? Don't they want to celebrate Thanksgiving?
All the time.
What do? Skip it?
Tell your family I said what up.
But I don't do Thanksgiving. Christmas too?
Oh, Christmas is worse.
What do you do on Christmas?
Christmas is worse. Chill at home and watch TV.
You don't kick it with your mom?
No. I don't get gifts. I don't give gifts.
Literally.
I give gifts to the people I love all year long. I practically bought my mom a house. I give gifts. I give iPods like they're going out of fucking business.
I really, honestly...
Why do you have to give gifts on that day? Because somebody told you to. Then, let's say you're a low-income family. You work hard to buy your kids gifts. And you say some white man came down the chimney and gave them? So that they can resent you? And love Santa Claus? The fuck out of here.
Sife is dropping gems today.
Seriously.
Sife is dropping gems.
Why do they give Santa Claus the credit? At least say, hey, these are gifts that we bought you. Not some white man coming down a chimney.
You're dropping serious science, son. I couldn't agree with you more. You spend all day shopping, working your ass off, spend your money, and now some fat white dude gets the credit?
And I'm sitting at home like, wait, I live in an apartment building. We don't have a chimney. So you're telling me Santa Claus comes down the incinerator? The fuck out of here, yo.
Completely unrealistic. Fucking Santa. What a bastard. Will you be seeing the Santa movie with Paul Giamatti and Vince Vaughn?
I like Christmas movies.
You do like Christmas movies.
Christmas Story, Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life. Love him.
Elf?
Oh, Elf, of course. You crazy?
Young William.
Bad Santa?
Bad Santa's wonderful. Woo-hoo! There are some great Christmas movies. So do you hate the whole time of year, though? All the lights and shit and everything?
That looks nice.
You like that people's spirits are up, at least?
They're not, though.
It's fake?
It's all fake. You know there's more suicides around Christmas time? And all, everybody's stressed. Here's this. What is Christmas? The season of giving, right? Do you ever hear this? Oh, I gotta go get fucking Joey a present. Oh, I don't want to fucking go to the store. That's giving? That's a good feeling? Seriously, is it?
No, you're right. You're right.
Oh, I gotta buy him something? And then what, they go and get some little bullshit paperweight? If you don't want to give someone a gift, why you have to give it?
No, you shouldn't.
It's politics? Now there's family politics. No, no. You know what? Don't get me shit. I won't get you shit.
Saif, in another lifetime, you would have been in the trench coat mafia. You would have been sitting around planning the destruction of your school.
No, I just want people to be real, yo.
Damn, I didn't. You dropping science on these cats, though.
No, it's time. It's family time. No, every day is family time. Every day.
All right, so you want to do the show. When we come back at it,
people will fucking, excuse me.
Go for it.
People will fucking spend all their money to fucking go to Miami or Vegas and get fucking drunk, twisted, piss their money away on the tables, but won't spend some money to go visit some family? Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry for ranting, though. I'm very passionate about this.
As well you fucking should be.
Then, nowhere in the Bible does it say... It's such a coincidence. You're telling me it's a coincidence that Christmas time and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, all gift-giving holidays, fall on the same time of year, right before the new year starts, where the companies have to start their new budget or the new year and their new fiscal year and all that bullshit.
It works out well.
It's all a coincidence. You think it's a coincidence that it's the end of the year when they have to get rid of their inventory so that in January they can do their new inventory books. At the end of the year is all holidays fall at the same time with gift giving. Come on, that's a coincidence?
So you're fighting the system every day in your own way.
I used to. Now I just try to get money.
So you've given up on fighting the system. Now you just want to survive independently of the system.
Yes.
Get your dough, be about your business.
I don't register to vote, so you can't call me for jury duty.
You don't have to do jury duty?
No, they get your name when you register to vote.
I've never done jury duty. I turned it down.
I actually want to do it, but it might fuck up my money. But I actually want to sit on a jury one day when I get older.
Why, just for fun?
Yeah.
See what it's like?
Your life's in my hand, fucker. What you got on it?
It's fucking pathetic. You're looking forward to holding that this poor, and whoever is going, by the way.
No, I'll be the only, I'm a fair guy, actually.
You'll give him a fair trial, no matter what?
Absolutely. Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Did you watch the Curb season finale yet?
No.
You're real behind right now.
Real behind.
So we can't
even
talk.
I've been working a lot lately.
Yeah, I know.
I saw the next to last one.
I like the next to last one.
I didn't see it.
Yo, I love Leon. I love Leon.
Who, JB?
Is that his name?
Yeah, JB Smooth. He's a comedian.
Yeah. Is that guy funny beyond that?
Yes, I seen him. He's very funny.
Leon is fucking on point. I mean, he may be the funniest additional character they've ever had on that show. Fucking love Leon.
Yo, LD, don't we fuck him up? I fuck him up, Larry. I fuck him up.
Yo, did I happen to show you? I didn't send this to you yet. Have you seen, you know Frank Caliendo, right?
Yes.
You know who Charles Barkley is, right?
Yes.
There's video on RosenbergRadio.com right now of Caliendo doing Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm going to play it for you. He's the greatest shit ever.
I've seen it.
You've seen him do the Barkley?
He's crazy. And Madden. His Madden is sick.
Oh, his Madden is ridiculous. I sent that. Now, we like to joke about race, and this is where you get too sensitive. A friend of mine, I sent her the link of Caliendo during Barkley, and she found it offensive.
Was she black?
Yes. And she found, because like he actually wore makeup, like he was bald and stuff, but he definitely wasn't wearing blackface.
Mm.
He may have been wearing some sort of makeup just in, you know, trying to make him look like him more. But like, I was like, we really can't just goof on each other. Like, No, yeah. White person can't do an impression of Charles Barkley? Like, imitation is the highest form of flattery. Like, that's crazy.
And every black comedian goes, don't you hate when white people...
It's absurd. Like, I'm saying, like, I am more sensitive about racial issues than anyone, but, like, it gets me irritated if we're going to, like, bust all these barriers down. Like, you have to at some point start being able to laugh a little bit. Mm. Like, to keep everything so precious and so dangerous. It's so whack. Like, we're all the same people. Laugh. You can do an impression of Charles Barkley because when he goes, that's terrible. It's just fucking funny. Everyone laughs.
It's funny. That's it.
And like,
it's funny.
We have everyone. Obviously, you know if a joke is negatively natured or not. You know what the intention of the joke is. But give me a just relax. Let us have some fun. Because you know what the difference is? People who are slightly racist themselves really deep down believe that we're all different. And the people who really make fun of it, they think all the differences are hilarious because at the end of the day, we're all the same. Right. That is the difference. So that's why I feel comfortable saying when I say black people are crazy and talk in the movies all the time. I mean, yeah, I say it because it's true. But B, I say it because obviously it's not. When you feel the same way about everyone, why would I feel bad about making a joke about it?
There's a joke.
It's a joke. We're all crazy. We all have things to make fun of. It's ridiculous. So, Saif, we'll do an episode where we focus on some religion. Yeah. We'll focus on race.
Gotta do race.
Race may be a recurring theme on this
race
show.
Race and comedy.
We'll get guests in here.
In here?
Or somewhere.
Somewhere.
Where we can record.
Yeah.
To really give their Chicks. Insight. I can arrange that.
Chicks.
Can you arrange that?
No.
I love how you act like you have no pull. How many chicks do you have on your phone right now?
I erased a lot. I had a little section with chicks and I erased them.
Like various chicks?
Like, you know, if I go, I want to call a chick. I go right to this section and there's chicks there.
And chicks who are all like, you could call like,
yeah,
popping.
Anytime, yeah.
It's gone now though.
Yeah, because see what happens, like, I'm like, you know what I've been called a lot?
Huh.
Mr. Big.
Why?
You know what Mr. Big is from Sex and the City?
Yeah.
He won't commit to Carrie. He has other chicks.
By the way, you know how I know you're gay? No, talking about Sex and the City.
That's how I get
chicks. I love Sex and the City. All right. But so wait. Yeah, I know Mr.
So, like, I can't, like, I know girls, like, they chase after me for a while. We got a little something going on. Then they want more. Then I don't give them more. And then they move on. You know what I'm saying?
I know that story.
And then I'm like, damn, that was a good piece of puss.
That's what you tell them?
I don't say that to them. I'm a gentleman to women.
So you think that, though?
Oh, I think it all the time.
And that was like, a good piece of puss.
That was a good chunk of puss, man. That was a nice chunk of puss.
That is so disgusting. Now my parents can't listen to this podcast.
And her chimneys were nice.
And then you blew it.
And I once get you right in there.
And then once you blow it, you blow it. Like once you've done
then
that,
you gotta wait. See then.
Then you gotta wait.
See, most guys just give up there and go, "Fuck you, bitch." See, I waited out. I wait 2 years, 3 years before they man starts acting up. Still call them here and there. Like, I got a lot of shit on. I'm at a weird interval right now. Like, I'm on, like, two years with some chicks. They probably going to get out of their relationship soon and come back around. But you got to wait it out.
But what about when you make that call to the person who you assume is out and they're like, oh, no, I'm getting married. You're like, fucking up my shit.
Getting married, chicks, you'll get a nice bachelorette party, though.
You can still
freak off.
Yeah, you can still get one slop. Some sliggity slop. One bad night.
I messed up some good puss, though.
In your day? Haven't we all? And you should be thankful. You should be thankful that that there are girls who want to throw you their puss, as you say,
mm-hmm.
in the first place.
Yeah.
And then you throw it away.
I don't throw it away, though, on purpose. They just want to be wifey. I can't do that, yo.
Never?
Nah, I got a wifey, a mistress, and a young chick right now. So if one of those slots ain't open, I can't do nothing for you. Just a side bitch.
I have
a wifey.
Wifey. And that's positions filled.
Yeah.
Positions filled.
Main chick.
Filled.
I got a mistress who knows about the wifey. And she's fine with that.
Okay.
That's called low self-esteem, probably.
You gotta have that. Keep that on you.
Or that's called a type of a go-getter chick with no strings attached, basically.
She just wants some D.
There's someone like that, too.
So they just want some.
Then I got a young chick, which is, you know, I'm on TV. You know, I'm getting, you know, 19, 21-year-olds, you know, in the clubs.
So you got to keep one of those on Smash.
They just want to freak off, you know?
And you're going to help them.
And then And then after that, you get a couple side pieces.
How many people can you fill in on the side?
That's it. That could be night. That could be like a one. What do you call those things? The one night things. One night stand.
Oh, it could be anything.
That could be a one night stand. That could be like, you know, some chick you call up. She could become a side chick when you tell her, yo, I got a wifey. How she reacts is whether she'll be a side chick or not.
Right. If she jumps in and she's like, I don't care.
Side chick.
But if she's like, oh, really?
That's disgusting. You're like, nah, what not? Nah. Fuck out of here.
Not messing with that. But what about when you call up one of the side chicks?
Yeah.
And every time you hang out with them, they say something to you. And I've never really had, my side chick roster has always been down to like zero or so. Mm-hmm. But I've had times when I've been single and I'm dealing with a chick who, even though I don't have a girlfriend, is still a side chick. That's all it is. Right. It's going to be. And then you hang out and they end up saying some shit that makes it sound like they really want more than that.
Yeah.
And it weirds me out. And then I say some shit back, like, yo, why do you always blah, blah, blah? And they're like, no, that's not what I'm saying. Why are you taking it like that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, because you just said some shit. Yeah.
They always drop those.
Yeah, and they look at you and they're like, I just have a great time with you. And you're like, take off your clothes. Put something in your mouth. That's the truth. And then you're like, oh, man, are you serious? So you think a good roster to build for is maybe three sides, young chick, mistress, wifey.
That's the best.
Then you have six right there. Then you're sitting on six.
Yeah, but the side chicks, no, they're not.
They rotate.
Yeah. You're saying just slots.
I'm saying overall slots.
Slots, yeah. You're about six, yeah.
That's your top five, like on T-Mobile's commercials. It's your top five right there. Yeah. That's how you fill out your top five. All right, well, we'll do another day where you can break down the codes of the streets.
No problem.
Because I don't even know.
It's my own thing. See, but here's my thing. This is real quick, last thing. I tell them all I love them.
Do you mean it?
Absolutely.
Love everyone.
Love them. I don't tell no bitch I love them. Why not? Who cares?
You would even tell the lowliest side bitch you love her?
Yeah.
The kind of fat one? The one you call in real backup because you know she's in the house.
Yeah, while you're stroking it? Do you love me? Yeah. Just say yes. Who cares? I don't care.
I don't know. I can't drop that L-bomb.
Whatever. Why?
To women I love, I can.
Why not?
I say it to women I love. I can't just say it to anyone.
Who cares?
Either you never live a lie.
No, that's like...
And you tell fat bitches you love them.
I'm talking about like... I actually like big girls. So don't,
really?
I don't like you calling them fat bitches.
That is rude, but I just said that.
I don't like living like history lies. Like, my own personal lies is my business.
You can live plenty of them.
Yeah, but you don't tell me I gotta do something because you say so, because history says so. Fuck out of here.
I would make the case that you're even living lies during this show. As we live and breathe. Mm-hmm. Cypher Sounds.
I don't know.
Peter Rosenberg. We're going to figure this out. We're going to break out and come back next week with another idea of what a podcast is. Because we do real radio. And
so this was a podcast.
This was a podcast, but it was like a demo. Hey, we're Cypher Sounds and Peter Rosenberg. We're going to see what it feels like one day to just air it out a little bit.
Okay.
We have a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Cypher Rosenberg. Add us on that joint. Because I think as time goes on, we're going to do is fine-tune this a little bit, bring some guests in, bring some focus to the table, and not just bullshit. But today, I got to be honest, we really should just nickname today was Cypher Dropping Gems, because you really were just kind of teaching the community today.
Let's just call it introduction. We'll go back to those gems. I got them.
You have more?
Yeah, I got them.
All right, so we'll get back to Cypher's gems in another day. This has been the first edition.
I got the blood diamond gem.
This has been the children die for the gems you have. There's wars going on for Cypher's gems. This has been the introduction, the getting to know you version of the Jewrican podcast, a.k.a. Juan Epstein. Shout out to NahWrite.com.
Thank you.
Shout out to Spine Magazine.
Why not?
Shout out to all the blogs out there who supported the Rosenberg-ish. Hopefully they'll support this little adventure.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, I'm down.
Good for you.
They all know who you are. They know you more better than they know me. You just don't put anything out for anyone to pick up. That's what I'm trying to get you hip on. We're going to do some videos. We're going to do some audio. Get Cypher Sounds in the nerdosphere.
Thank you.
Get you out. Well, I'm trying to help you in any way I can.
Thank you.
MySpace.com/Cypher Rosenberg. We'll be back next week. You can always download the shows at RosenbergRadio.com. Cypher, thank you.
All right. Peace out.
See you next week.